Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We are raising money today for the Red Cross. We had a representative from the Red Cross on about an hour ago and telling us what the Red Cross does, which you know most of, but making the point that every dollar that you send in today during the show is going to immediately go to people who are struggling and suffering because of the tornadoes last Friday, and everything is going to stay local. So it's not the kind of thing. A lot of times, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to give to big, giant organizations because, like, well, just the money's going to get thrown on the pile, and who knows where this is going to end up. Every dollar that you donate at KMOX.com/Red Cross is going to go to the people who are suffering right now and give them relief right now.
80,000.
So that's wonderful. 80,000. Fantastic. 80,000. Fantastic.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah, I wish that was my bid. I'm just reading.
Oh, sorry.
Mike Elam is with us. We do the Think Tank every Tuesday where we have opposing views, people from the right and left on together. And we added Mike in on Thursdays and Alvin Reed on Fridays. Although you guys are, I mean, you're less reasonable than Alvin, but you know,
I'm sure Alvin agrees with that.
You're in the reasonable ballpark.
I mean, we're not that unreasonable with each other.
No. You play nice.
We find some common ground where we can.
Can you imagine being a liberal? Like sometimes I think that you guys are two sides of the same coin. You're extreme. And so like if you weren't extremely MAGA or extremely conservative, you'd be extremely liberal.
You think I'm extreme?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very funny.
I think you're very nice.
I appreciate that.
But I think you're very extreme in your thinking.
See, you know what's interesting about that is if you look at the Republican Party, I'm a moderate.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you compare me to somebody like a Bill Eigel or somebody, right? He makes me look liberal. Compared to his,
because you don't have a flamethrower.
Well, there is something like that, right?
What are the things that separate like you and a Bill Eigel? What are the policies?
I think it's more tone than anything else, right? So a lot of conservatives are going to agree on topics. So when you look at everything, for example, like that Trump does right now, I'm pretty much on board with most all of his policies that he's doing, but I'm going to express it in a different way. But I'm also going to be open to listening to other points of view. So that's why, you know, Alvin and I can sit in a room and we can have a discussion. We're not going to yell at each other and I'm not going to call him names or it's not going to get that. We're going to sit down and have an exchange of ideas and we're going to figure out what's the best idea for all of us to move forward together, right? You get to somebody like Bill and they're just going to scream, you're a progressive, you're a liberal, you're an idiot, and the conversation's over. And you stop having an exchange of ideas. When you stop having an exchange of ideas, I think... In my opinion, that's when you're extreme. right? You can't get to that point. You've got to be open to having discussions with people, and you've got to be open to a good idea no matter where it comes from.
Why do you think it's no longer good enough to be like a John Boehner or a Newt Gingrich? That was plenty fine 20 years ago. What happened?
I think we got to this whole thing where you kept moving to extremes, either of the left or the right, to win your primary. And when the lines kept getting drawn further and further to either direction, so you're in, like in the city right now, the Congressional District 1 is a Democrat strong district. But you get to Bob Onder's district in Congressional District 3, Republican strong district. So if you're a Republican in CD 1, you don't have a snowball's chance to win. Same with the Democrat in CD 3, right? So because you draw it that way, the elections have become all about primary. And when it's all about primary, it moves to the extremes. I can out-conservative you. I can out-progressive you, whatever it is. And whoever kind of gets to that point are the ones who tend to win. And so November doesn't matter anymore.
I'm not trying to catch you in anything.
It's okay.
Aren't you saying or admitting that the current politics don't reflect the electorate? They only reflect the primary electorate?
Oh, by all means. Yeah. I would tell you that it used to be a third conservative, a third liberal, and a third in the middle. Now I think you're probably 20 on each side, and you've got 60% in the middle that says, okay, I'm not conservative enough to be a Republican anymore because everybody keeps calling you a rhino, right? So if you consider yourself conservative, I consider you conservative. We not agree on every topic, but I'm not here to tell you you're not conservative enough, right? Mm-hmm. Same deal has happened on the left, to where people have started to say, they don't really call them dinos, but they're had that whole thing where you're not progressive enough. You need to be more Bernie, more AOC. Otherwise, you're not there. So you had, that's why all the union people, I think, have left the Democrat Party, because they're like, that's not who we are. A lot of union guys are America first, all about, you know, doing things here in this country, a lot of country pride, United States pride. Mm-hmm. And that's not really cool on the progressive side, right? So you've got both sides who kind of pushed people out of their party and left them sort of a man without a country.
What are the chances that the Republican Party falls apart after Trump? That it's his pure will and personality holding it together right now?
I think there's a definite worry there. It's going to depend on what does that next candidate look like? And can they find that common ground that Trump found? Like, Trump really got into that populist area and brought a lot of people to the Republican Party, like the union folks that I talked about, who weren't traditional Republicans. And he really broadened the tent. And I think by broadening the tent, that's why he was able to do what he's been able to do. You know, win in 16, win in 24. He got all those folks together. And I think it really helped his legacy, actually, to lose in 2020. I think because he's only our second president ever to have non-consecutive terms really builds on that legacy of who he is. And I think if you look at what's going on with the legislature right now, I mean, the House just passed the big, beautiful bill. That went through. Now that's going to go to the Senate. There's a real good chance the Senate is going to pass this. It's really monumental legislation. You don't have to agree with it, but it's huge.
What
right?
are the things about it you like?
Putting the tax cuts permanent. Making those permanent.
But what about the people? Now, here's one thing that drives me crazy.
Okay.
And a lot of this is my laziness. That when someone says, these are billionaire tax cuts, and yeah, they're raping Medicaid, and they're just screwing over poor people to give more billionaire tax cuts. I don't know if that's true because I'm too lazy to go read it.
It's not true. But it makes for great talking points because of what you just said. The majority of people tend to get their information from whatever news source fits their confirmation bias, right? So if you're a conservative, you're only going to listen to conservative news sources. If you're a liberal, you're going to only listen to liberal news sources. Whatever feeds your confirmation bias, that's generally where people go because they don't want to be upset by hearing something that contradicts what they believe to be true, right? So I think if you actually do the research and you look at it, nearly 50% of our working population pays zero in federal taxes at the end of the day. So these tax cuts can't really hurt the poor because they're not paying the taxes anyway. So you look at the top 1%, and they always talk about, you know, the 1% are the evil ones. Well, they're also the ones who pay almost all of the taxes. The majority of our taxes are paid by that top 1%. So if you keep going back to them, they have ways to get around paying their taxes. They just stop accepting salaries, like Warren Buffett, right? There was the whole big thing that Warren Buffett said his secretary paid a higher tax rate than he does. Well, yeah, that's because you don't take a salary. You only get paid in capital gains, and your capital gains tax was 15% back then. Well, that's basically a poverty tax rate. So, of course, his secretary, who probably makes a couple hundred grand a year, of course she's going to be in that 28% to 30% tax rate. So it's not apples to apples. If he was taking his billions a year in a salary, he would have been paying the highest tax rate in the country.
Wheels?
Well, I think there are a few things. I mean, number one, the top 1% starts at like $700,000 a year. So I don't think those are the people that are all that. In fact, we've talked about it. The millionaire class is probably the ones that take it the most.
They do.
But it's the guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos that don't pay income tax because they don't take salaries. And they work around paying literally billions of dollars in taxes. Literally billions of dollars. And we can say that we're not taking anything away from poor class people, but all of the services that have to be cut or eliminated because there's not the money to pay for those does affect them. And I don't really care who makes what. I say this all the time. I don't even care if I wouldn't even touch the top 1%. Let's just talk about the top 1% of the 1%. Let's talk about when your net worth starts with a billion.
I think
because we let them off the hook entirely on income tax, entirely. And then when they lose money, they write that off. And then they'll make it out to be like, well, you know, you guys, you know, we are the employers. Yeah, you do everything that makes you money. Of course, you're going to add jobs if it makes you money. They're not going to add them out of the goodwill of their heart. They're going to do it if they benefit from it. So there's kind of this shell game that goes along where they then pay to lobby people to get things that benefit them, and they get more. I mean, Elon gets more government money than any poor person. And the argument is, well, I create jobs. Sure you do, but you get more than your employees get. You get more in the end. Your value is more than just your company. And somehow, some way, the playing field just needs to be fair.
So I think the best way to make it fair is go to a consumption tax. Get rid of income tax completely and go to a consumption tax. That means
but the problem is people who work have to spend.
But
people that are billionaires
make
don't
the most
spend
money,
anything.
Spend the most money.
No, they don't. They keep it.
No, they don't.
On
they
a buy percentage them. Of on a percentage
on
of
a
income.
Percentage maybe, but yeah. I'm talking about the fact of actual dollars spent. I mean, to your argument that you just made, the wealthy people are going to be able to do the things to get around paying the taxes. So if you
so
want to get around
a
that,
loophole. Let's just say you can't do that anymore.
How are you going to close that when they don't effectively?
Well, I mean, this is what the capital gains taxes are all about. And we argue that we can't do that because then you're taxing unrealized income. But they're benefiting from unrealized income because they take out low interest loans that let them live the life of a billionaire. But they don't have to, you know, they don't have to do what I would have to do. If I make more money, I have to pay more taxes on it.
But if you go to a consumption tax, those are the guys who are spending literally billions of dollars a year, and they would pay a whole lot more in taxes because they're buying the multi-million dollar homes, the
way,
planes, all
if,
of that
if
stuff.
You're telling me that will make them pay what they should, I'm in.
It'll make them pay a
but
whole
then
lot
who's
more.
Who's talking about that?
Nobody.
Who's pushing that idea? Zero people who could actually do it. That's not what's in this bill.
That is not what's
That's
in this
not
bill.
What anybody of any power is going to do, because guess who pays them? These same people. Look how much Elon Musk just put $300 million into this last election cycle.
Yeah, but now, have you noticed that now he said,
yeah, but why
I think
did
I've
he
done
do
enough.
That? But why did he do that? Do you think he did that because as a South African, he cares about the United States as a patriot? Or do you think he did it because he's going to benefit from it over the long term?
Well, but to be fair, don't we all do everything that we do to benefit us?
Right, but what I do can't hurt 100,000 people.
It could if you were better at your job.
Slacker.
All right, you win that.
I have a question about the consumption tax. So how would that affect people like, or someone like me? Like, I spend most of what I make just because I'm not making a ton and expenses are high. So how would that impact me?
It wouldn't impact you on things like rent and car payments and stuff like that.
Okay.
It would affect you more on groceries that you spend, shopping that you do. So, you know, when you go in and buy.
So if a billionaire has 10 houses, that's not going to change anything on a consumption tax.
It would. No, not from a standpoint.
So they'll just buy houses then. They're going to find a way. This is my point. Like, the whole idea, and this is I know this is fantasy world, right? This is Disneyland stuff. I know none of this is ever going to happen. And I know it's damn near impossible. But all anybody should really want is a fair playing field. And what ends up happening is the people with power just accumulate more. I mean, we just talked about this, what, 2 days ago, yesterday?
Yeah.
The 10 richest people in the United States increased their net worth $365 billion in the last year.
Yeah.
And while that's happening, all we want to do is yell at each other. All we want to do is fight with our neighbor because our neighbor has a different political sign than we do. But the people that are actually preventing better things from happening, better roads, better schools, all of that stuff, are those guys. And we're just like, you guys take what you want. You're great.
I don't think we want to do that. I think that's kind of how it defaults to.
Only a couple minutes left here, but what are the social aspects of the big, beautiful bill?
Man, I don't know that I know the answers to that in terms of tearing that apart and really being able to get there.
But there are.
Oh, there definitely are. Yeah, there definitely are some social aspects to it.
See, I don't like big bills.
I generally don't either.
To me, that's the Nancy Pelosi thing. Like, let's pass it so we can read it and see what's in there.
And then I would also ask this, too, especially because I think this is an interesting thing, Dave, that you asked about the Republican Party, because a lot of the things we're talking about would be more populist than conservative ideas, right?
I agree, yeah.
Because this will grow the deficit.
There's an awful lot in this bill that is not conservative.
It'll grow the deficit, though. The deficit is going to go up because of this.
They're saying that...
Always does.
Yeah.
Well, always does.
I mean, that tax cuts will do that. And again, I want more of my money, too. Like, I think we all kind of feel that way. But are we doing things that are going to make things better?
Yeah.
For everyone at the same level, you know?
And that's part of the discussion that we don't have as a country, right? What are you willing to do without? Nobody wants to give up anything, but they want to complain about, well, I'm paying too much of this, I'm paying too much in that. Okay, you can pay less. What services do you want to give up? Well, I don't want to give that up. Okay, well, you've got to have a trade-off. And at the end of the day, if we're going to be honest with each other and say, I don't really want to give anything up, then you've got to be willing to pay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help.
Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Piper.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 427. We are raising money for the people affected by the tornadoes last Friday. You can help out by going to KMOX.com/Red Cross to donate. So far, you guys have raised about $80,000.
82. 82? 82. Nice. To be specific.
Very nice. Very nice. Well done. Always appreciate you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed us on the Fox app. If you did, maybe reach out to Fox News. Let them know that. I think we may be doing a play to be on there a lot, maybe all the time. So
cool.
Plus, you know Angela Huddy.
I do. She's awesome. She's one of my favorite people.
There you go.
We work dog rescue together. And she adopted one of our fosters. And then we're doggy friends.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Unrelated, but since Dave Murray was on Fox 2 for many, many years, I was looking at Reddit on the break and someone posted a photo of him from 1976 doing the forecast. So I just emailed that to him. Just thought that was pretty neat.
Very nice.
And that's our pal. He does the show every day.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Pretty cool.
Makes us awesome.
Want to do a couple of throwbacks, or do we even have time for that?
We have time for a couple. We could do a couple throwback Thursdays. 67 years ago, on May 22nd in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis arrived in England to begin his first tour in the UK. But after he confirmed to the press that he did marry his 13-year-old first cousin, they canceled the tour. 59 years ago in 1966, 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded his first song, That's What You'll Get. Just funny that he's on this because he's been in the news so much lately.
He's got no talent.
And we'll do one more here. 54 years ago in 1971, Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones hit number one on the Billboard 200. It contains the hits Brown Sugar, Wild Horses, and Can't You Hear Me Knocking.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Beautiful day today. Very nice day tomorrow. If you want to go check out Facebook, Dave Murray is posting his summer forecast. He did it on the DGS first, as he always does, a couple of hours ago. Sounds to me like June's reasonable, July's hot as balls, and then August is August. So
Yeah.
We are taking your donations for the Red Cross. Our goal, our real goal, was to get to 85. Well, it's to get to 100,000 in 2 weeks. I said we should get to 85 during the show.
We did.
Did we?
It's 85 right now.
Whoa.
What the hell are we doing standing around? Let's go.
Yeah. 85,036.
That 36 was mine. I don't want to brag. But. So you guys did it again. Fantastic. You always show up. We would ask you to vote for us in the A-list. Here's the thing with the A-list. It pisses me off. George Mayhew knows this. I have lots of problems with it, with St. Louis Magazine, and we typically don't try very hard, and other people win, and it pisses me off. So this year, if you would help us, go vote. Rach put a link up on our Facebook that you can vote for the A-list, and it's the kind of thing you can vote once a day, and I do. Even when we lose, I still vote for us every single time. But yeah, Amy and Chris are up, so if you prefer those guys, well, I don't know why you would, but if you do, then you can vote for them as well. A couple more throwbacks?
Yeah, okay, let's see. 48 years ago in 1977, Janet Guthrie became the first female driver to qualify for the Indy 500 on the final day of time trials.
Remember that.
It's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
45 years ago in 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan, and it hit the U.S. 5 months later.
Man.
We had one of those at Mr. Donut.
Pac-Man fever.
Oh, did you ever play on your break or anything?
Yeah, but I just wasn't good at video games. Mm. I peaked it in television, and that was it.
Okay.
So...
We talked about Johnny Carson earlier in the show, and I thought about this throwback. 33 years ago in 1992, Johnny Carson retired from The Tonight Show after 30 years. I didn't realize that was still airing in 92.
Yeah. Someone was telling me yesterday, someone who would know, I can't remember who it was, that David Letterman just did an interview where he said the biggest mistake of his life was retiring. That he wished he was still doing the show and he could have done the show another 10 or 20 years, but he just was kind of burned out. Jon Stewart had said the same thing. He retired way too early. So I get it if you are a professional athlete and you're beat to hell. But guys like that, yeah, they retire too early.
31 years ago in 1994, Pope John Paul II issued a statement saying the Roman Catholic Church would never ordain women as priests. Mm. 29 years ago in 1996, ties back into earlier in the show when Janelle said she saw Mission Impossible again. The first Mission Impossible movie was released.
That was good.
It was good.
I mean, they're all pretty good. There's a few of them, though, that are just really good. And that was the one that was really good.
Yeah, three's my favorite.
Is it? Yeah, that's a good one. Is that the Philip Seymour Hoffman?
It is.
Yeah, that's a great one. A lot of running in that one.
Yeah, a lot of running.
17 years ago, I can't believe it was that long ago, in 2008, the fourth Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, was released in theaters.
Wow, yeah.
Wait, what year was that?
2008. Which is 17 years ago, which is crazy.
Time has warped. That's not right.
Yeah. It's getting faster.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Happy Thursday. Wheels, did you see the all quarter century team?
I did. Those kind of things are always, what's the right word for it? Challenging.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see a whole lot that you can complain about.
Let me read them to you.
Yeah.
And you comment. First base. Oh, wow, me.
Imagine that.
Look at that.
Albert Pujols.
Dave Glover. Albert Pujols at first. Yep. Can't say much about that. Altuve at second.
Yeah. I mean, there are probably some good names to mention there, but he's probably the best.
Jeter at shortstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I grew up in the at the same time Derek Jeter did. I think he's a year or two younger than me.
Yeah.
And I followed him as a high school player, so I've always liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's simultaneously an all-time great and also the most overrated player ever.
I get you.
Like, he's a great player. He's legitimately a Hall of Famer, but he gets credit for things like being a part of a Yankees team that was always good, that mm-hmm. really was only partly him, right? Mm-hmm. He had all-star teammates every year. I don't know. Is he a better player than Alex Rodriguez? If you put their numbers next to each other, it ain't close.
Yeah.
And if we're putting a certain other guy who's on this list, then A-Rod should probably be there, too.
Yeah. Adrian Beltre at third base.
So underrated.
See, I would have thought maybe even Arenado.
Could be. Yeah, but Beltre, a little bit longer and a little bit better offense for longer.
Mm-hmm.
More power.
Right field Aaron Judge kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, no
Although, I mean, he's only been playing a few years.
It's not that long, but he's just doing crazy record-breaking things.
Mike Trout in center.
Yeah, no argument there.
Barry Bonds in left.
Not if we're counting steroid guys.
Right. I mean,
Barry Bonds is on every list if you're counting steroid guys.
Yeah. And Yadier Molina behind the plate.
I was a little surprised that that was the choice, but it's the right one. I mean,
yeah.
To me, you that position more than any other, you got to weight defense 60-70% and then offense the rest. You can't be like a first baseman where offense is 90% of it.
Then you had Justin Verlander, yeah. Clayton Kershaw, yeah. Roy Halladay, Scherzer, Johnson, and Rivera.
That's, I mean, Rivera's the easiest no-brainer probably of all of them. But yeah, that five is about as good as any five you're going to find in the last 100 years. I mean, those are all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, how do you think the last 25 years team stacks up against the all-time?
Probably bigger, stronger, more athletic, throw harder, like all of that stuff. But, I mean, all you can be is the best of your time. You can't really be the best of 1920
when
you're playing in 2020.
Yeah, something pretty smart on TikTok, believe it or not, about sports, and it was basically talking about who's the best. Is it Michael Jordan? And whoever it was making the point, like, yes, he's the best of his decade. And the decade before that, you had someone else. In the 70s, you had Dr. J.
Yeah.
Then you had LeBron, and now you're going to have someone else. And that is, it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, the way I judge it, and I think it's the only way to judge any player, you know, when we're talking about greatness, is how much better than were you than everyone of your time?
Yeah.
And then why? Right? So if you go back in basketball to the early days, well, the big guys were all better because they were big guys. Does that mean you were actually that much better, or were you just taller than everybody else? But then you get into guys like Oscar Robertson, or you get into Michael Jordan. You get into the guys that are more the mid-size, and they do everything. Like, Michael Jordan was the dominant force in the league. And I think when you look at him compared to the rest of the league, you could make the argument he's the best of all time. But I'm the one sports guy that you'll meet that doesn't believe that the GOATs exist. I don't think there is any such thing. There's no such thing as the greatest of all time in anything, because none of them played at the same time under the same circumstances.
I heard you say that the other day with Paulie.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, oh, championships. Oh, that one guy doesn't win championships. Teams win championships. You know, it has nothing to do with the quality of the individual player. It's a bonus. It's a tiebreaker. It can be the extra. But, like, if you're not on a great team, you just had bad luck.
As we talked about earlier in the show, I've been watching Ken Burns baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just someone said that baseball seduces you by lying to you about your own ability. I thought that was really smart.
Yeah.
I've never met someone who played even in high school who didn't have delusions of grandeur.
It's funny because it also it gives you the delusion that you understand things that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and it doesn't mean you can't understand it, but you got to put in some time. Right? You have to listen to people. You have to learn. You have to hear what great players, great coaches, great managers, what they have to say. And you can understand those things even if you didn't play at all.
Yeah.
You could have never played a game, but if you're willing to listen and learn. But, like, so many people feel like, well, the lessons I learned in high school still apply today.
Rach, do you know who created baseball?
No.
Does the name Abner Doubleday mean anything to you?
Abner Doubleday?
No, you've never heard of that.
It does if you remember Mike Shannon's broadcast.
Yeah, so
Every time something weird happens, like, old Abner does it again.
I've lived my whole life thinking Abner Doubleday created baseball.
Yeah.
And the first thing they say in the Ken Burns special is he had nothing to do with it. He was at West Point. Yep. He was a soldier. He liked baseball, but he was never known to see one professional game, and he had nothing to do with creating the rules.
So why does he get so much clout then?
Wheels, do you know? His name was just associated with it.
Okay.
And then, I blame Mr. Shannon. You know, Abner, you've done it again.
No, it started way before that. But I want to say that there was some... I'm going to look it up on the phone. They want to say there was some commission in the early 1900s that just decided he invented baseball.
Huh.
And
they're like, we like the Bible. This guy. You know,
so in 1908, the Mills Commission, whatever the hell that is, determined that Abner Doubleday originated the game of baseball. It says the first scheme for playing baseball, according to the best evidence obtainable to date, was devised by Abner Doubleday at Cooperstown, New York in 1839.
My dream is to be attributed something I didn't do, so.
And have a commission confirm.
Yes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.